Motley Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. As expected, Israel has attacked Iranian military sites in retaliation for Iran's firing of 200 ballistic missiles at Israel earlier this month. What you just heard is what it sounded like in Tehran as the attack was taking place. From Tel Aviv, CBS's Rami Innocencio reports Israel is prepared for a response but is warning against it.
The U.S. has supplied a THAAD missile defense system here to Israel in the past week or so that is now up and running, and that had been put there in place in anticipation of any potential retaliation from Iran.
IDF spokesman Daniel Hagari.
We conducted targeted and precise strikes on military targets in Iran, thwarting immediate threats to the state of Israel.
Israel says its fighter jets, quote, struck missile manufacturing facilities used to produce the missiles that Iran fired at the state of Israel over the last year. CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd says the attack is part of a long-term Israeli plan.
Israel is certainly engaged in a multi-pronged effort to diminish Iran's ability to strike Israel in a variety of ways. That's why Israel has been striking targets in Lebanon, Gaza, Syria, and other places.
Ride-sharing company Lyft has agreed to pay a $2.1 million fine and stop making deceptive claims about how much money a driver could expect to make. The FTC says the amounts Lyft said drivers could make included tips and were based on the earnings of the top 20% of drivers. Singer Beyoncé headed a star-studded array of endorsers of Vice President Kamala Harris at a huge rally in Houston.
It's time for America to sing a new song. Our voices sing a chorus of unity. They sing a song of dignity and opportunity. Are y'all ready to add your voice to the new American song? Because I am. So let's do this, ladies and gentlemen. Please give a big, loud Texas welcome to the next President of the United States,
The Los Angeles Dodgers won Game 1 of the World Series against the New York Yankees 6-3, thanks to first baseman Freddie Freeman's walk-off grand slam in the 10th inning. It's the first time in World Series history that a game was won with a grand slam. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
I mean, it's arguably, you know, one of the might be the greatest baseball moment I've ever witnessed.
40 years ago today, baby Faye was given the heart of a baboon in an experimental transplant. In Loma Linda, California, she lived for 21 days. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 31. Sunshine and breezy for Sunday, a high of 59. Mostly cloudy Monday, nice day, a high around 66. Mostly cloudy Tuesday, a chance of showers, 77.
Right now, it's 28.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Through your head. flesh, you're just a waltz mode. I think you better call
Ghostbusters.
Ow! Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters. Just kicking things off here on a Halloween program of the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. It's going to be all variety today. I'm afraid I can't find any polkas with the Halloween theme to it. There might be out there, but I don't have any in my own collection. But someday I'll have to look for that. I've got some tunes here I want to share with you. Some from the last Halloween show, plus I've got a couple of extras today. Yay! The guy just moved into this haunted house.
Just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bell started ringing and chains rattled out. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Nothing was gonna drive me away. When I seen something that give me the creep, had one big eye and a two big feet. I stood right still and I did the freeze. He did the stroll right up to me. Made a noise with his feet that sound like a drum. Say you'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run. I bought this house, now you know I'm bald. Ain't no hang gonna run me on. In my kitchen my stove was a blazing hot. The coffee was a boiling in the pot. Had melted in my hand. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From out of space there sat a man on a hot stove with a pots and pans. Say that's hot, I began to shout. He drank a hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank a hot grease from the frying pan. He said to me, now you better run. Don't be here when the morning comes. See, yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run.
Mm-hmm, the haunted house. Hey, we have one here called Abracadabra.
Yeah.
Steve Miller Band and Abracadabra. Yeah. Now we're going to go back to 1957 right now. And the tune that David Seville hit the charts with back in 1957 put him into the musical, especially after this song. Then he did the Chipmunks thing. But this is one called The Witch Doctor. You know the song. Sure.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that... I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor he gave me this advice. He said that you've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on and ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang.
Oh, yeah, the Witch Doctor song, David Seville. And now, about a year later, Sheb Woolley came out with this one. And you'll know this one here. For about a year later, I think it came out. Yeah.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One horn.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land. Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toad, undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Ow!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toad, undergrowth, flying purple people eater. What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Well, he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Yeah, Sheb Willie and the Purple People Eater. Let's move up to 1968 with the Classics 4, and then we'll take a break right after this song here called Spooky.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking. And hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
I thought that was kind of appropriate for Halloween, one called Spooky, the Classics, the Classics 4. And with that, we're going to take a little station break here at the Polka Variety Show. Your host, Tim Howbelt, the Polka Guy. And tonight we're being very, very, very interesting here with the, have to come up with something with Dracula, like Drac the Knife. There's a gentleman named Gene Ross that had put together an album of parodies of these monster songs. So I tell you what, we'll get to that right after these messages. So make sure you say that you heard it here when you see the sponsors so they know their advertising dollar is working for them. And we'll be back with more of the Polka Party Variety Program right here. AM 1320 FM 97.5 WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax
tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, the Halloween special. And this is Tim the Hoka guy. I can't even talk today. Anyway, we were talking about this Gene Moss. He put an album out in the early 60s. And the name of the album was called Dracula's Greatest Hits, and all these little parodies of different tunes. And we're going to start things off here with Gene singing for us here, Drac the Knife.
Oh, the vampire has sharp teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Oh, he sleeps all day long, dear, but he comes out every night. Shoo, when that bat bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet pillows, they never spread. 'Cause old Count Dracula is so thirsty that there's never a trace of red. In a coffin every morning lies a body cold and still. But tonight, dear, he'll awaken, shoo, and go out to drink his fill. In a castle in Transylvania, shoo, lies our hero underground. But don't go near there after nightfall, 'cause old Drac is back in town. Or the wolfman, he also lives there. He comes out every time he sees that moon. There's Frankenstein's monster and faithful Igor, and the creature from the Black Lagoon. Every beast there, sure, they have a feast there. Ghosts and phantoms all hang around. That line, it forms on the right, dear. Now that Dracky is back in town. Stand back, old Drac is back.
I do like that tune. It's pretty cool. He does another one here and talks about, I think he uses like Boris Karloff's voice to do this Frankenstein song. And it's not the Monster Mash, but we'll play that after this one here, okay?
On a mountain near a village, in a castle big and fine, dwelt a doctor of his rocker, and his name was Frankenstein. His approach was scientific, and he had a secret lab. Its main feature was a creature which he built upon a slab. Oh, my doctor, oh, my doctor, oh, my doctor, Frankenstein. You have gone and made a monster. You'll be sorry, Frankenstein.
I put the
the thing together with some wires, screws and bolts. Then I charge the giant body with 100,000 volts. Oh my doctor, oh my doctor, oh my doctor, Frankenstein. You have gone and made a monster. You'll be sorry, Frankenstein. The monster was a killer, and he murdered 8 or 9. So the villagers got angry, dreadful sorry Frankenstein. They attacked the doctor's castle, and they burned it to the ground. And they got rid of the doctor, but the monster's still around. Oh my doctor, oh my doctor, oh my doctor Frankenstein. You have gone and made a monster. Now you're sorry. Frankenstein.
Gene Moss and Frankenstein. Yeah. Well, here is Bobby Boris Pickett, the original Monster Mash.
When my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Body sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash good!
Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash good!
Monster mash!
Yeah, Bobby Boris Pickett, the original Monster Mash. Now we have Laura Brannigan and one entitled Self-Control.
Matters. It's the night, time that matters.
myself believe it. This night will never go.
Laura Brennan, Self-Control. You're listening to a special edition of the Polka Party Variety Program with Halloween being the theme song today. Yeah, and we have Zachary. If you remember, Zachary had a television show and also, you know, like, I'm trying to think the other, the one that did that show too. Oh, nah, Delilah. The one where I can't think of her name now. Isn't that crazy? Anyway, Zachary's going to present this song called Happy Halloween.
Through the nauseous night I'll soar, through the pools of rancid gore, through the sewer I'll crawl to the horror hall. To the hall where vampires scream. Happy Halloween. From the cold and ancient graves, from the coffins and the caves, from the rocks and werewolves' nests, come the ghastly guests. Gonna have a nightmare dream. Happy Halloween. So little witch, we've got a date. Better put your head on straight. Jump on your broom and don't be late. This is our night to celebrate. Through the oozing quicksand swamp, do the muddy, bloody stomp. Do the brand new twist and itch with the wicked witch. Everybody make the scene. Happy Halloween! Night we'll wait all year. Now don't you try to disappear. I'll open up your coffin, dear. My nose will tell me that you're still here. Gonna eat some lizard lunch. Gonna drink some living punch. Gonna dance until we're dead. Hit me on the head. Hang my heart and split my spleen. Happy Halloween. Gonna have a nightmare dream. Happy Halloween.
Watching me. afraid to wash my hair, 'cause I might open my eyes and find someone standing there. People say I'm crazy, just a little touched, but maybe showers remind me of psycho tumor. That's why I always feel like somebody's watching me, and I have no privacy. Oh, I always feel like somebody's watching me, who's playing tricks on me.
That's Rockwell, and Somebody's Watching Me. With that, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of the special edition Halloween party, a polka show, variety show. So we'll be back right after these messages.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief: Israeli fighter jets have attacked Iranian military sites. It's in retaliation for Iran's ballistic missiles attack early this month. IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
The Israel Defense Forces has fulfilled its mission.
Beyonce endorsed the Democratic presidential nominee at a huge rally in Houston.
It's time for America to sing a new song. Our voices sing a chorus of unity. They sing a song of dignity and opportunity. Please give a big, loud Texas welcome to the next president of the United States.
The Los Angeles Dodgers beat the New York Yankees 6-3 in Game 1 of the World Series on a grand slam by Freddie Freeman, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
It was a great game before that, but the way it finished, I just couldn't be more excited for our guys.
Game 2 tonight in Los Angeles. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 31. Sunshine and breezy for Sunday, a high of 59. Mostly cloudy Monday, nice day, a high around 66. Mostly cloudy Tuesday, a chance of showers, 77.
Right now, it's 28.
The Badgers.
Beats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Flee.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most.
From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, kiddies. It's time for bed. I want you to get a good day's sleep.
Papa, will you read us a story?
Did you drink your blood like good little vampires? All right, then. Get into your boxes, and before I bite you goodnight, I'll read you some Monster Goose Rhymes. All in a swinging bed. Sing a song of sixpence, a casket full of rye. 4 and 20 vampires baked in a pie. When the pie was opened, the king began to gloat. And out flew the vampires and got him in the throat. Had a cake, Frankenstein. Make me a monster, big and fine. Attach the electrodes, turn on the juice. And when it's all ready, just let it run loose. Where, oh, where has my werewolf gone? I can't find him any place. With his fangs so sharp and his claws so long, and there's hair all over his face. Shoot. Little Miss Muffet, she sat on a tuffet, a very unwise thing to do. Because Dracula spied her and sat down beside her. Now Miss Muffet's a vampire too. All right, blow. Stop all that noise. It's enough to wake the living. What a good band, number one on the deadbeat poll. Monster, monster, sat on a hole. Monster, monster, had a great fall. He was smashed all the bits. But I said that's okay, and I built me a new one the very next day. What are little monsters made of? Yes, what are little monsters made of? Wires and bolts and 10,000 volts. That's what my monster is made of. There was a mad scientist who lived in a lab. He had 20-foot monsters laid out on a slab. But don't be afraid, there's no reason to scream. That's the Transylvania Globetrotters basketball team. Shut up, I'll close the lid on you. 3 vampire bats, see how they fly. They all come out when the full moon beams. For miles around, you can hear their screams. So good night, little kitties, and pleasant dreams. Good night now. I'm gonna get a good day's sleep. Shoot. In London town, who carried a black bag all around. With a big long knife, he made his fame. Jack the Ripper was his name. Oh, ho, ho, you and me, little black bag, how I love thee. Oh, ho, ho, you and me, little black bag, how I love thee. He'd find his victims late at night and wait until the time was right. Then reach into his bag of black. Quite the cut-up was old Jack. Oh, 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 you and me, little black bag, how I love thee. Oh, 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 you and me, little black bag, how I love thee. Finding him was very hard.
Just ask the boys at Scotland Yard. He'd do his horrible work, they say. Then in the fog he'd slip away. Oh, 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 you and me. Little black bag, how I love thee. Oh, 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 you and me. Little black bag, how I love thee. They never caught him, so beware. He may still be around somewhere. If you see a man with a bag that's black, run for your life, it might be Jack. Oh, 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 jump for joy. Jack the Ripper, you're my boy. Oh, 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 you and me. Little black bag, how I love thee. Go, Jack, go. Oh, that boy really tears me up. He cuts everybody. You're sharp, Jack, sharp.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, our time has gone by so quickly. You have to do this again, maybe next year. This is Tim, the polka guy, and we're going to close our program here with a parody. like a virgin, like a surgeon, and Weird Al Yankovic. It sings this here for us. Yes, he does. And we'll end our program with this one here. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in for this Halloween show. We'll be back to regular polkas next week right here, AM 1320, WFHR.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wear a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Is